Okay, today is Daf Mem Aleph. We're on the bottom of Daf Mem Amud Beis. We're on the last skinny line. Rabbi Chaviva Masne Asefa. Rabbi Chaviva learnt on the Seifa. Learnt what on the Seifa? So yesterday we said that if somebody denies a loan, min haTorah, you don't have to swear, because you only have to swear on a Moda B'miksas. Midrabanan, Rabbi Nachman said, you have to swear. What's that? A Shavuos Heses. Right? Rabbi Chaviva, Masne HaSeifa. No, he said that the Rabbi Nachman made you swear on a different thing, on a different case. What's the case? Mona li biyadecha. Wait, you have money? Vama lohein. Then I say, yeah. I do owe you money, not denying it. Lamacha amalo teneli. So then I come back a few days later, no, where's the money you owe me? What do you mean? Nasatev lach, I already gave it to you. Now, if that happens without the world of Doraisa, putter. You putter. Why you putter? Thank you so much. Thank you. Why you putter? Because you're basically kofer bakol. You're kofer bakol. You didn't mode to anything. I admitted I owed it to you, and then I said I really paid you back already. So what is that? It's a variation of kofer bakol. That's where Vamer of Nachman, Mashbin also Shavuos Hesis. I made you make a Shavuos Hesis. That's the case of Shmuel's Hesis. So either it's a blanket, I don't owe you a nickel, right. Or I told you I owe you, then I say that I paid you back. Now, says the Gemara, Man Damasne Aresha, if you hold that you make a Shmuel's Hesis, if I deny it totally, then Kol Shkein HaSeifa. Then I for sure would agree that when I said I paid you and then I deny it, I also have to make a Shmuel's Hesis. Right. Man... No. Man de masti la seifa. But if you say it's only talking about the seifa, hachahu de ikadror de mamona. That's where there's a claim of money. Aval hasam, but in the resha, where I denied everything, the leka dror de mamona, there's nothing, there's no money. I say, where's $100? I don't need $100. What am I swearing for? Lo, this person held that Rav Nachman did not impose a shuvah in such a case. Now yesterday, everybody asked me, well, if you're making a Shavuot Darabanan, then what's the difference between a Shavuot Darabanan and a Shavuot Daraisa? Right? What? My Ikka beit Shavuot Daraisa le Shavuot Darabanan. What's the difference between a Shavuot Daraisa and a Shavuot Darabanan? Right? Right? What's the difference? The difference is, one difference is, Mepach Shavua. What's Mepach Shavua? That's what Mr. Morgenstern was alluding to. Mepach Shavua. Bida Raisa. Mepach Shavua means, if for whatever reason, the guy can't swear. For whatever reason, maybe he's a relative, not a relative, but he's a gambler or something. Whatever reason, he can't swear. So, Mida Raisa. Loma. Yeah, did I say that right?
You said reversing.
Reversing the Shua.
Yeah.
Right.
Is that the same as retracting?
No. In other words, who's supposed to swear? I say to Yoni, where's the $100 you owe me? Yoni says, I paid it to you yesterday.
He has to swear.
Yoni has to swear. What if Yoni says, I want Menachem to swear? What? Make him swear. I don't want to swear. I can't swear. Whatever it is, can I swear? So Midoraisa, Lo Mafchir and Shavua. We don't do such a thing. The Lach is, he has to swear. Why do I have to swear? Midrabanan. Mafchinan, midrabanan, we will do such a thing. I'm the malva, right. Now, ulamar bar Ravashi, and according to mar bar Ravashi, damar b'daraisa, nami mafchinan shvua, ma'ikib in daraisa durabanan. But according to Ravashi, you can do that with a daraisa. You can make the other guy swear. So according to him, what's the difference? Ikibinayhu, michas, nitlinachase. Do we take away, do we seize your stuff? Midaraisa, Nachtin and Linachase, Midaraisa, we do seize your stuff. Right, that what it means? Yeah. Midrabanan, lo nachtinan linachase. Midrabanan, we don't seize your assets. Okay? If it turns out you're a liar, whatever it is. Now, Ulab Yosi, Damar, Midrabanan, Nami, Nachtin and Linachase. But according to
Midrabanan, what's the downside here? Midrabanan. You don't seize anything, so make sure.
So, because making a shavua is still a scary thing. So, people are reluctant to do that. right? Even though it's only Darabanan. Okay, so what's the difference between if it's Daraisa or Darabanan? So Daraisa we'll take it, we'll seize the assets, Darabanan we won't. And according to Rabbi Yossi, he says even Darabanan we seize your assets, so what's the difference? Now how do you know that Rabbi Yossi held even with Darabanan you seized the assets? Ditnan. He has a Mishra. Mitzias Cheresh Shote Vekaton. Yesh Pehem Gezel Bnei Darkei Shalom. If you steal the a Cheresh is walking down the street and he finds an item. So he has no das. So halachically has no das. 12-year-old halachically has no das. 12-year-old you can talk to. They have das. Halachically they have no das. You steal the item from him, right? So you're chayef a gezel because of Darkei Shalom. Amayis, you're not chayef. Because they have no possession. But what kind of society would that be? Just go over to kids and take stuff that belongs to them? That's crazy. Rabbi Yossi, Omer, no, gezel gomer. That's pure gezel. Right? Omer of Chista, gezel gomer midivrehem. It's gezel gomer midirabanan. Again, midaraisa is not stealing from a cotton. Midirabanan it is. Right? Lamai nafkamina. What will be the difference? Lahotziu bidayonim. To go to court to get it back or something. Right? Right. So according to him, what's the difference? Mayeka by Delaraisa Ladurabanan. So according to him, what's the difference? By Darabanan also you can take this, you can seize the assets. Ikibinaihu Shekishinegdo Choshed al Shvua. Again, getting back to what we said before, I lend Yoni money, Yoni denies it. And for whatever reason Yoni's choshed on a shvua. Not Yoni. Not you, Yoni, a different Yoni. Choshed on a shvua. He's a gambler, he's not a person, a reputable person. He can't swear. So the halacha is, does the shvu now revert on me? Right? Bidaraisa shekeshenegdo choshed al shvua afchinen leishmua shvua v'shtamo aidach. The shvu is placed on me. Midrabanan takantihi. The whole rabbana is a takana. V'takante the takanta lo avdinan. To make a takana on top of a takana, that we don't do. What's a takana on top of a takana? So the first takana is that if the person is chashed on a shvua, the shvua reverts to the other party. That's a takana. The Torah didn't say that. The Rabbanan said that. Why did the Rabbanan say that? Because then you could never collect from somebody who's not reputable. That's crazy. A second takana, and you should swear on a mode be kulam. That's also a takana. Rabbi Acha made that up. So to do a double takana, that we don't do. So Rashi says, in the second skinny line, first skinny line, takantihi, shvua atzma shal hesis takantihi. The whole shvua hesis is a made-up thing. It's a takana. V'takanta shi toveya nishba v'notel, and the concept of swearing and taking is also a takana. Every shvu in the Torah is to swear and not give money. I swear I don't have your item. I swear I've only borrowed half. It's to swear not give. When the guy's a chashud, the shvu reverts to the other party. He swears and takes. That's the Torah never had such a thing. It's a made-up thing. The tovea nishba v'notel the takanta heses shvua shulabalav el takan zacham lo avdinan. To make a heses on top of that we don't do. The yafsid hashol tovea below shum shvua, and it'll lose out without any shvua. That'll happen. If it's a drabanan and the guy is koshud, then taka, the guy can't collect. That's right. What can we do?
In this case, it was kind of a hakli. I don't understand the whole thing.
Right.
It was kind of a hakli. You don't make a shoe anyway.
Correct. So the rabbanan said, no, we're going to make a shoe with the rabbanan.
You said you can transfer.
You have to swear that you don't owe him a nickel.
Why swear? It's kind of a hakli again.
Because the rabbanan made up a rule to make him swear. Like we said yesterday, the rabbanan made up such a thing called muksa. Midrash Torah, there's no such thing. You can carry whatever you want. Midrash Rabbanan, they made up a thing called muksa. So Midrash Rabbanan, they made up a thing called shvu by kofi bakol. That's a crazy.
So
Midrash Raisa, I ask you, where's the $100 you owe me? He said, get away from me.
I don't owe you nothing.
I can't collect a nickel from you.
Right.
Midrash Rabbanan, I make you swear. Right? And you have to pay. Either you swear or you pay. If you swear, you don't have to pay. Right? Now, what's the difference? We have a few differences. Not that many differences, right? Now, what if you can't swear for whatever reason? Does the shul revert to me? Now, that we don't say. That far we don't go take the Shuva Darabanan. To revert the Shuva on me. That we don't do.
Well, you said Shuva's Hesus. We do.
No, we don't do it. We don't do it.
We don't do it on
the Shuva. We don't revert the Shuva to the other party.
Didn't you just say on top that the difference between the Rice and the Darabanan is the Rice we don't reverse and the Darabanan?
That was a different thing. Meipach Shuva. That was a different thing.
For what?
For a Darais that we do it, and for a Rabbanan we don't do it. What does that mean? I think that means when it's not a Chashud. The guy just demands the other side should swear. Right? That's what it means. Not because he's Chashud. I don't make Shavuos. I have Chumrah. I don't make Shavuos. I'm not a Chashud. I'm a reputable person. I don't make Shavuos. I'm not swearing.
They're paid.
Huh? So mid-Darais, so we make you pay.
No, we said.
Exactly. We don't write midrash. So what kind of thing is that? The Torah said, "Make a shavua." What do you mean you don't make shavuas? What do you think? What is that?
No, but now saying midrabanan mavchinan.
Right, midrabanan mavchinan.
And now here you say he does. You don't.
What?
Because takanta, so you don't do.
Right. So I'm not sure what this is. I don't want to swear. I don't swear. You swear. What is that?
Versus the
shavua. Right. So what for? What reason? No reason.
It's a chumrah.
No. What reason is he doing that? Why isn't the guy swearing?
That Peshitta does not want to swear.
Exactly, he doesn't want to swear Peshitta. Torah says to swear. There are people like that out there in the world. Torah says something, they don't do it.
He doesn't want to do it.
It's not a chumrah. Really? Then he pays.
What?
That's the problem.
Yeah.
Then he pays.
The Yishai is somebody who's cautious, who's not allowed to swear.
Correct, that's the difference. The first one, he was allowed to swear, he just doesn't want to.
Right.
Why doesn't he want to? I don't know.
If that's one, he pays.
They have to pay, exactly. Right. So Midrabanan will allow the other Kassar to swear.
Right.
Only if Midrabanan will be allowed.
Yeah, Midrabanan made Bafchinan. We will revert the Shavuot to the other party. Why are we doing that? Because those Shavuot is made up.
But now we just said that...
So if I say to you, where's the $100 you owe me? So I paid it back already.
But if you Mafchinan, if you reverse, yeah. It becomes a Takanta Takanta, because then it's reversing for the guy to collect.
No, it's not a Takanta Takanta, because there's no first Takana. There's a takana that if a guy's a chashud, he can't swear.
Okay.
Therefore, the reshua reverts to the other party. Now, to make him swear on a takana, on a shua, on a made up shua, that's 32 takanas. Here, what's made by shua? I don't swear. Why not? My minig in my family is not to swear. What kind of big is that? Torah says to swear.
No, then don't reverse. We make him pay.
No, midrabanan mavchinan. So midrabanan will reverse it. I say to you, where's the $100 you owe me?
There's no shvua.
What?
The Torah doesn't say you have to swear in that case.
Exactly. Right. So then we make the shvua on the malva. That's what's crazy.
If you want the money, then swear.
Exactly. Now, Ulu Rabbanon, and according to the Rabbanon, the Pligia led Rabbi Yossi. They argue in Rabbi Yossi. The Amru, Bid Rabbanon, lo nachtina l'nechase, that we do not seize your property. So my avdinale, what do we do to a guy who refuses to make a shavua, he's supposed to. And he really, you know, and there's maybe, I don't know how, why you believe the malva over the lova. I don't know why. So the Gemara, I don't know why, you have to be some reason why you believe in the malva over the lova. So the Gemara says, Misham Tinanle, you put the guy in Chayrim. Put the guy in Chayrim. What? Until,
where's her
pace? Right? So we're not really believing the malva over the lova, because the lova can get out of it by swearing.
Right.
That's all. Doesn't swear. That's all. He swears he's potter. So, Amalei Ravina L'Ravashi, Hai Nakde Bekuvse Denav Shike Legamle Hu. That means, we'll read what those words, what it means in not literal means, that's the worst thing you can do for the guy. You made it worse than having him not swear. Look at Rashi. Rashi says, Okso Bebetov. You grab him by the beitim, hatuluyim bo, that are hanging, ad sheitin lo tal shel love. Until he has to get the shirt off his back. Why? Klomar. Kivadim shamtinan leila olam. So there's a cherim now for an unending cherim?
Right.
A cher that goes on forever? Right? Ad delasiv lay? Until he resolves it? Les lach lamechas lenechase adif mehai. There's no greater seizing of his assets than that.
Right.
Why not? Why? Called Davar Tali b'Mechubar Karle Kufza. Anything hanging from the ground is called Kufza. Kedamar Azel Garme Umachte LeKufze VeAsar Tamri BeElohei Nagolin. You're killing the guy by doing that. The guy can't do anything. It's worse than him not swearing. It's worse than him swearing. He can't do anything.
Why?
Yeah, I guess he's put in Chayrim, right?
Nobody's going to believe him. The word's going to go out. Nobody's going to believe him. They stuck.
There are plenty of people today that are on Chayyim.
It's the equivalent of Bezik going down to his property and seizing his stuff.
Exactly.
And he just said, you don't do that. So, the Gemara says, Ella, my Avdilan, so what do you do? What do you do? The guy doesn't want to pay, he doesn't want to swear. Amalei, Mishamtinan Lei, we put him in Chayyim, Ad Demati Zman Nagde, until the time comes to
give him Malchus,
right. Mati Zman Nagde, Nagdinan Lei, Mishamtinan Lei. Then we'll give him Malchus. Then we'll let him go. So how long is that? I think right, someone hits it 30 days. You give 30 days, the guy puts it in Chayrim. He can't get an aliyah, can't sit next to him in shul, can't do business with him. He holds out for 30 days. You give him Malchus. He still holds out? What could you do?
There are plenty of people telling you Chayrim for a lot longer.
Right. What do they care?
They don't care. There's no consequence.
That's because we have no problem.
Right.
You know, the only thing is that their name is in the Jewish press every week. Big deal.
That's not what Cherem is. We don't have Cherem today.
You
can't talk to the guy.
But the Cherem is a lower level?
That's nothing. Like you said, it's nothing. Put his name in the newspaper. No, who cares?
Nothing.
Some of those papers have been there for 10 years. They've been there for 10 years. Nobody cares.
Nobody even looks at it.
No one even looks at it.
I like to see patient.
And did they have to change? No, same people. Okay, next. Hi, man, the afik shtar bal chavre. If somebody produces a shtar on someone else, va'amalei, the lova says, shtar peruhu, I paid that back. Right? Amrinan lei, we say to him, lal kov kaminach, we don't believe you. Zil shalim, go pay. Why does he have the shtar if you paid? That doesn't make any. Why does he have the shtar if you paid? Right? That doesn't make any sense. V'im Amar, and if the Lova says, L'teshtav Ali, let him swear. Amrin Anle, we say to the Malva, Ishtav Ali, so swear. If you're so confident that he owes you the money, so swear. That's reasonable. Amar Ravacha Breda Ravel Ravashi, Ma Bein Zeh, L'pogem Es Shtaro. Why is this different than someone who's Pogem Ashtar? Pogem Ashtar means like a Rashi. How is this different than a case of pogem? What's pogem shtaro? Ditnan, look at ksuvas. Hapogemes ksuvasa. If you're pogem the shtar, the ksuva, lo tifra ela b'shvua. You can only collect with a shvua. Ketzad, for example, haisa ksuva elavzuz. The ksuva is worth $1,000. For who amar has kabalta ksuvaslech? And they're getting divorced, and he says to her, to the bezdin, I already paid the ksuva. I already paid. Just like our case. I already paid you. Vihi Amra, and Vihi Omer, and she says, Lois Kabalti Elamana. No, half he taka gave me. She says, half he gave me. She's poking her own ksuva. She pokes a hole in her own money. She's entitled to 200. The husband says, I paid you. I don't owe you anything. She says, no, pay half he taka paid me. So when she says that, she's undermining her own claims. Right? So therefore, Hoel Umodis Bimana, since she admits to half the one money was paid, Pogemes es shtar ksuvasa, she's pogim her own ksuva. She poked a hole in her own ksuva. Velo tifra hashar ela b'shvua. She could only collect the rest with a shvua.
But it's not legal because
you have to go learn that Gemara there in ksuvas better. Right? But she's being honest. I'm not sure. It's a good question. I don't know. Remember, but the point is, if you admit something, you undermine your own claim, right? You undermine your own claim. I'm not saying she can't collect. She has to make a shavua now. Deleka lemismach osh tu shtara. We can no longer rely on the shtar. We can no longer rely on it because the shtar is false. Shtar says you owe 200. She says no, you don't. You only owe me 100. So this shtar is a false shtar anyway. We can't rely on the shtar now. Now, you only have a valid point. Maybe she could have said, she could have lied. Well, she didn't lie. So the point is, she has to make a shavua now. I'm not saying she can't get the money. She has to swear. Dikla Bemar, Tvei Kibla. Maybe she got more than that. Maybe she got more than that. Why would she only say 100, not more or less? I don't know, but you never know now. Fahashta Damarta Mashbilo. Now we say that he has to swear. Mayafa Kocho, Mishim Pogim Eschastaro. How is this different than being Pogim Eschastaro? What exactly is the Gemara's question? If you admit to even partially, you have to swear. So what's the chiddush here? Of course you have to swear. Right? He denied everything. He said, I paid you back. So why isn't the star pool game? It's obvious, no? If in a case of the shtar, of the ksuva, where a woman, only part of it's pogame, I think that's the question, only part of it's pogame, a woman has to swear. So over here, why shouldn't be, why should, what's the chiddush? It has to be a shvua. So Gemara says, Amalei, hasam, afal gaf delo ta'in, ihu ta'inen le anan. Over there by the, what?
There's no other way of getting the money. There's no other way, only if you swear.
What?
There's no other way of getting that money out of her.
What do you mean? The husband says, I paid you the ksuva. A husband says, I paid you the ksuva, and she says, you paid half.
Right.
Right? No, it's the opposite of modim b'miksas.
Right.
It's the one who's entitled to the money saying, I got half already.
Right.
It's the opposite of modim b'miksas. Right. The opposite of modim b'miksas. Right?
Right.
Modim b'miksas, I ask you for the money, you say, no, I only owe you 50. Here, I say, no, you only owe me 50.
Yeah,
right.
It's the opposite.
Yeah.
Right? So, by saying that, you ruin your claim. Why do you ruin your claim? Because the shtar says 100. Right. You're saying 50. So the shtar's not true. Right? So when the shtar says, I owe you 100, and I say, no, you owe me 0, why is that? Doesn't make sense.
Exactly. Something's wrong with this.
That's already kofer.
What? Exactly.
That's already kofer. Why would there be a problem?
I'm sorry. So the question is the other way around. If our Gemara is true, that if you deny everything, you have to swear, then what's the chiddush over there by ksuva? That's the question. By ksuva, of course, she has to swear. That's the question. Although, if we have to swear here, if she has to swear over there, so the Gemara says, Amali hasam afagaf zelo ta'inan, iyu ta'inan le'anan. Even if she doesn't make that taina, we'll taina it for her. Hacha amrinan le zil shalim le, go pay. V'itai v'amei shtabali, amrinan le zil shtabali. Then you have to swear. In other words, by the ksuva, we're going to claim that for the woman, even if she doesn't make that claim. In other words, the husband, the woman, somebody that's going to have to swear always. Over here, only if you make that claim. It's a very funny difference. Okay. Now, if we eat suver made rabbanon hu, if you're a Talmud Chacham, lo mash b'inan le, we don't make you swear. So Amar Rav Yemar Rav Ashi, suver made rabbanon, mishlach glima d'inchi, what, a suver made rabbanon can just take things from people? And then when you come to the Talmud Chacham, say, where's the money you owe me? Oh, I don't owe you any money, I paid it back already. And by the way, you can't make me swear because Talmud Chacham don't have to swear. How are you going to get the money? Yes. How are you going to collect the money? So Gemara says, no. El alom is takin and lay l'dine. We don't enter into judgments with Talmid Chachamim. What does that mean? We're not going to make them swear. We're not going to make them pay. So
why would anybody ever lend to?
So Tosfos asked that question, and Tosfos answers: we allow the party to take the money away from the Talmid Chacham, and then we won't make him give it back. So the guy has recourse.
What does it mean?
He
can do it to anybody if you don't swear.
What?
He
can
do it to anybody if you don't swear.
That's right.
Just take
only on
Daraisa. I lent you money. You don't want to swear? I got my money.
That's right.
No, I said it wrong. I'm sorry. So what do we say by Talmud Chacham? What does it mean? Ein maz tekinan leila dinei? Right?
We do not involve ourselves
with...
We swear, therefore we cannot collect.
What?
That's what it says here.
We don't make them swear.
And you cannot collect.
And you cannot collect. So nothing. So who loses out in that case?
Nobody was lent to him.
The lender.
What?
Lent to Talmud Chacham.
Right. So Tosfos asked that question. Tosfos Rush really asked that question. And he answers that if the party will seize the item from the Talmud Chacham, we won't make him give it back. So he has recourse.
What? How does that work?
I lent to Talmud Chacham. He doesn't pay me. I go inside his thing and take his property. That can't be right.
Art Scroll is quoting the Rosh saying that if the Talmud Chacham wants to swear...
Correct, he says that also. If he wants to swear, we let him swear.
Yeah.
Yeah, why would he swear?
Right.
Because
he gets us scot-free.
Is that the way we question him?
Yeah, Dad, you want to clear his name.
All right, so you question him, so na-na-na-na-na.
Okay.
So
yeah, you have to figure out some answer to that. Okay. Next. Then we said, the mission is, Mana libi adecha. You have the money you owe me? I'm a lohen. He said, yeah. The next day he said, where is it? And he said, I gave it to you already. So what did we say? You're chayiv. Why are you chayiv? Why are you chayiv to swear? Because you admitted you owed it. Right? Money li b'edecha am Elohein. And then he said, don't give it to me back in front of Edim. And then tomorrow he said, where is it? And he said, I give it back to you. You're also chayiv because you should have given it back in front of Edim. Here we go. Amar Yehuda Amar Rav Asi. Hamav es chaveru b'edim. If you borrow money in front of Edim, tzarech leparo b'edim. You have to pay it back in front of Edim. Ki amrisa kamei de Shmuel. When I said this over to Shmuel, amali, yachal omalo, praticha b'veifloni uploni. I did pay it back in front of Edim. Who? Who did you pay back to? In front of Ploni and Ploni. And they moved to China. They're in China now. I did pay it back in front of Edim. The valid claim, no? I did. Where are they? They're gone. Tanan, money li b'yadecha. Where's the money you owe me? Amalohein, yes, I owe you the money. Lamachar, amalotaneoli, give me the money. Nasati l'chap, I already gave it to you. Potter, you're potter. Why are you potter? Because you're kofar bakol. Vahacha, given the tviya be'edim, command the ozve be'edim dami. Since you borrowed it in front of Edim, it's as if you paid it back in front of Edim. What? one second. Vahach over here, given the tviya be'edim. No, you asked for the money in front of Edim.
Right.
And he denied it in front of Edim. So, kiman de'ozve be'edim dami. It's as if he paid it back in front of Edim.
No,
he admitted it in front of Edim, and then he denied it later. So, it's as if he paid it back in front of Edim. Fikatani pater. And it says, your pater, tiyufta de ravasi. It's a tiyufta on ravasi, who said that you're chayiv. Amalach ravasi. Ana kiamri hechademe kara ozva be'edim. I say my story to Meikara owes for the Edom. You originally borrowed it in front of Edom.
There's no
Edom. The Lolu Day Heimena. So we don't have to believe him or not. Right? He didn't believe him. When you lend somebody money in front of Edom, why do you lend them money in front of Edom?
Because
you don't trust them.
Right.
Hacha, but over here, Hahemne. He lent them the money, not in front of Edom. Why? Because he trusted him. So therefore what? Right?
So therefore he doesn't have to repay you.
What is that? Therefore he's believed to say, I paid you back. That's why it's different. Okay. Rav Yosef Masni Hachi, Abba Vyuda Maravasi, Habavis Chaver Be'edim, if you borrow money in front of Edim, Ein Tzarech L'Paro Be'edim. You don't have to pay back in front of Edim. Vim Amar, and if the Malvis says, Al Tifreini Ela Be'edim, only pay me back in front of Edim, Tzarech L'Paro Be'edim, you have to pay back in front of Edim. Kamrisa Kamedir of Shmuel, when I said this to Shmuel, Amali, somebody, Yachalomer, lo, the Lova can say to the Malva, Paraticha, but say Ploni, Ploni. I did pay back in front of Edom. Vahachalam, but didn't say, where are they? They're gone. Tanan, Manali, Biadecha, you have money? Amalohen, yeah. Amalo, so the Malva says, Altad Neoli, Elbifne Edom. Only pay me back in front of Edom. I don't trust you. Lamacha, the next day, Amalo, Nisati Li, Nasnu Li, where's the money? Nisati Licha. I gave it back to you already. Chayev, you're chayev. Why are you chayev? They should tzarech liten lo be'edim. You have to give it back in front of Edim. So you have to the Shmuel, to the kash on Shmuel.
Didn't we just say he paid it in front of Edim?
What?
Didn't we just say
he paid it in front of Edim? No. He said he paid it, but not... No, the guy said, I only want you to pay in front of Edim.
Right.
And he didn't.
So he didn't pay him or didn't pay him?
He didn't pay in front of Edim. He says, I paid you already. No, where's the Edim? So to the Shmuel, Amalach Shmuel, Tanoi. So the bottom line is a machlokas Tanoim. Titania, be'edim hil visicha. I borrowed in front of Edim. Edim parali. I paid you back in front of Edim. Then, right, I'll lend it to you in front of Edim, and I want you to pay me back in front of Edim, right? Then the Lova says, I paid you back. Is he believed? No. Where's the Edim? O yitain, o yavi raya, shenasan. He has to either pay the money again, if he didn't pay it, or bring a raya that he paid it. Rabbi Yehuda ben Seira Omer, no. Yachalom alo, praticha bifnei ploni, uploni, v'hochal hanam din sayam. I paid you back in front of Edim. Where are they? They're gone. So, according to Yehuda ben Beseira, what do you see from Yehuda ben Beseira? Even if you say, only pay me back in front of Edom, he still believed to say, I did pay you back in front of Edom. Where are the Edom? I don't know. Right? Parach Rav Achai asked the following question. Mimai de b'shas halva akai. Who said all this back and forth was when you at the time of the loan, you said, that I want you to, there's a machlokas, whether or not you're believed to say I paid you back in front of Edom or not. Dilma, Bishas...
By the time of the loan, how's he going to say I just said he paid it back already?
No. When they said you have to pay me back in front of Edom, that was at the time of the...
time of the loan with... Yeah, so... What did you do wrong?
Hey, listen to this. Just keep on listening. Dilma b'shat tviyakoi. Maybe we're talking about at the moment of the claim. Hachik amarlei. And here's what's going on. Lav be'edim hilvisicha. Didn't I lend you money in front of Edom? Be'edim havi lach leperani. Then you should pay me back in front of Edom. Avol b'shat halva. But at the time of the loan, right? At the time of the loan, l'divrei hakol chayiv. Everybody would agree that if I said at the time of the loan, when you pay me back, only pay back in front of Edom, everybody would agree you have to pay back in front of Edom. And to give the excuse, well, I did pay back in front of Edom, but they're in China, is not an excuse.
That's
right. So, Amar of Papi, Mishmeder...
Because they can kind of...
What?
Where the Edom? So he said, Bedina Sayyam?
Exactly.
So how do you ever trust Edom? You can't stop Edom from going to Medina Sayyam.
What?
How are you ever assured... even when you have Edom, you can always sign it that Edom are now Medina Sayyam. I should pay back.
So that's a very good question. But someone held that's valid. So now we're trying to bring it right. That's not valid. That's all.
He's asking if there's no safeguards if they leave.
Hmm?
He said there's no safeguards if they go to China.
Exactly. That's a little bit hard here.
No, it's not. Because nobody's saying there has to be the same Edom.
Right, we're going to answer that.
It has to be the same Edom. So it doesn't matter who the Edom that you borrow, you find another Edom on the time.
We're going to get to that case in a minute. We're going to get to that if you say, you can only pay back in front of Reuven and Shimon. We're going to get to that.
That's a different story.
Give me 2 minutes. Amar of Papi Mishmei Derava. Hilchasa. The halacha is, Hamal v'schaveru be'edim, tzarech l'for be'edim. If I lend you money with Edom, you have to pay back in front of Edom. You don't have to. You must pay me back in front of Edom. Neman, I did pay you back in front of Edom. Where are they? They're gone. You believed?
No shavu is required.
Even the Rabbanan.
That seems a little flimsy.
It does seem flimsy, no?
Yeah, no kidding.
Okay, now... We're going to have, where are we? Simon, Reuven, Shimon, Tetanu, Hilchasa, Yazfi, Parah, Ploni, Aftsi, Sitroi, Pemnusa, Kibetre. This is the following like 8 or 9 stories, cases that we're going to have. We're only going to do the first 4 today and the rest we'll do tomorrow. Hodam l'chavrei. A guy says to his friend, Ki piratin, when you pay me back, Piron liba api Reuven and Shimon. I want you to pay me back in front of Reuven and Shimon. Reuven and Shimon, I trust. Azelu pari b'api tre b'alma. He paid back in front of Levi and Yehuda. Amar Abaya, b'api b'tre amale, b'api b'tre pare. He told him to pay back in front of 2 people, and he paid back in front of 2 people. It's not the 2 people he said, so what? That's what Abaya said. Amar le Rava, l'achi ka amale b'api Reuven and Shimon. That's why he said Reuven and Shimon. Ki heichil delo nidchiei. Right? So he trusted Reuven and Shimon. Rashi says, V'zeh omer edei shekerheim. I don't trust those people. I want you to pay for the my guys. Right? Therefore, is it good? Right? Is it a valid payback of the loan? Abaye said, yeah. Rabbi said, no. Right, Abaye said, what's the difference?
It's a Tanayin loan.
I said, when you pay me back, hey, it's $100. When you pay me back, only pay back in front of the 2 of them.
Right.
No one else.
So that's a Tanayin
loan. So you went ahead and paid it back in front of 2 other people. So Abaye said, it's okay.
But it's a Tanayin loan.
Okay.
When I make the loan, I want you to
So Abaye is focusing on the 2 people.
Somebody else.
Abaye is focusing on the 2 people, and Rav is focusing on the names of the 2 people. We pass it on like Rava. Number 2.
Who? Told him this so that he shouldn't have the terrorists that they left back.
Exactly. Oh, I don't trust those people. Well, you pay back in front of those people? Those people are bigger crooks than you. Right? Right? Number 2. Hoda Amalei L'Chavrei. Ki pirata li piron li bape beitrei to tani hilchasa. When you pay back, you can only pay back in front of two chachamim. You can't pay back in front of two schleps. Only two chachamim. Who is a chacham? How do you define such a thing? I don't know. Anyway, azal pari bein delay li delay. He paid him back privately, not in front of two chachamim. Okay? Then, osnisu hanoch zuze. The malve, who got the money back, lost the money. Okay? He lost it.
Okay.
So the malve comes to court, and says like this. Osnisu kamedra of Nachman, they come to Rav Nachman, amale in, of course, kibuli kal bilsei mine. He did give me back the money. He did. I'm not denying he gave me back the money. But he didn't give that back as paying back the loan. Because that loan had to be paid back in front of two chachamim. And he didn't do that. So what did he give me the money for? He asked me to watch it. He asked me to watch it. Right? Derech pikadon. That was just a pikadon. And I'm a shobachinam. And I lost it. And I'm patr that I lost it. And he still has to pay me back the money. You hear this? Vamina le lahavi gaboy. Pikadon. I was just a pikadon. I was ad dibis rami beitrei. Johnny Hilchasa, umakaya today. It was gonna be it came back as a load until he found two people we trusted and Chachamim, and then they'll pay me back. So Amale.
But they didn't see the loan.
They don't have to see the loan, they have to see the payback.
Oh yeah, it's
good. So Amale, so Rav Nachman said, good, excellent. Kivin to come modis divide shaklinumine paramalyahu. Since you admit he paid you back, what kind of baloney is that as a pikadon? He paid you back $1,000. You lost it, it's not my problem. You admit he paid it back. You admit that. Nahai, amarta li kubei tanoi. Aye, it has to be given back in front of two talmidei chachamim. Here, I'll get my chavrusa, says Rav Nachman. I'll get my chavrusa, and we'll, right? Dil, I see the daha anav Rav Sheshes, the tanina hilchasa, v'sifra v'sifirut osefta, v'kol tamida. Get Rav Sheshes over here, my chavrusa, and we'll say, he learned, Rav Sheshes knows everything. He knows Tana, Sifra, Sifra.
He didn't just learn, he actually...
He knew everything. He's no bigger Tav Chacham than Rav Sheshes. Plus me. And we'll, Rav Nachman, and we'll testify that you gave it, that he gave it back to you. You admit he gave it back to you. What kind of baloney is that? You can't pull a fast like that. Okay. Number three. Ha'uda Omer L'chavre, guy says to his friend, Havli Me'ezuzi De'oziftach. Give me the $100 you owe me. Amalei Lohi Dvar Me'olam. What are you talking about? That never happened. Azal Aisi Sadi, the Ozve Upore. Listen to this case. The guy brings witnesses that he owed the money, but he paid it back. I say to you, where's $1,000 you owe me? You say, what are you talking about? Never borrowed money from you, I don't know who you are. I bring Adim that I lent him the money and that he also paid it back.
Why does that make much of a difference? Yeah, well,
because who's a liar here?
What difference is it?
He's only half a liar.
No, exactly. No, he's a full liar.
No, he's not. Because he's only a half a liar, because at the end of the day, he doesn't owe me the money.
Yeah,
at the end of the day, he doesn't owe me the money. So let's read it. Amar Abaya, my nevi, what do you want to do over here? In who Amri Osve, the Adim said he borrowed the money, in who Amri Pare, but the Adim said he paid it back. So at the end of the day, does he owe me money?
No.
So the fact that he lied, what did that lie accomplish? He lied to me. He told me I never knew who you are. I don't owe you a nickel. I never borrowed from you. That was not true. But the Adim said he paid it back. So what do I want from this guy? He should pay me again? The Adim said he paid it. Yes, he lied to me. 100%. So he's a liar. So what? What's the halachic significance?
So why are you bringing Adim like that?
What?
Why are you bringing Adim like
that? I brought Adim. I know what the Adim are going to say. The Adim said, yes, he borrowed the money. And by the way, he paid it back. We saw. You hear this? So yeah, he lied to me. He told me he never borrowed it. But at the end of the day, we're in the same position. Mm-hmm. The position is he doesn't owe me the money.
Right.
I'm missing what's the difference.
What? What do you want the difference?
Semantics.
Exactly. It really doesn't do anything.
Listen to this. Rava Omar, because Rava...
It's just a twist of the case that doesn't help.
Right. So Rava says, call her Omer lo levithi. If you say I never borrowed it, I never borrowed the money from you, what do you want from me? Ka'omer lo parati dummy. What you meant to say was, I never paid it back.
Well,
That's what you meant to say. That's what you meant to say. Right? Kala omer lo levisi, ka omer lo parati dami. Right? Which means, when I said to you, where's the $100 you owe me? And you said to me, I never borrowed $100 from you.
Okay, so that's...
What you meant was, and if I did borrow $100 from you, I didn't pay it back.
Therefore, I still owe the $100.
Therefore, you still owe the $100, because Adam can't contradict yourself. You hear that?
No.
You hear that? And no. Think about it, it makes a lot of sense.
I can't understand.
When I ask you, where's the $100? You say, I never borrowed $100 from you. What you meant to say was, I never borrowed $100, and if I did, I didn't pay it back.
No, it's the opposite.
Therefore, you're admitting to me you never paid it back.
Right.
How can I say you did? No. You're admitting you didn't. How can I just say you did?
No, therefore, we ignore the Adam.
What?
If I did, I paid you back, correct. That's what you mean.
So it's the opposite.
No.
So are we saying that the Adam problem?
If I say, Mate, I owe you $1,000, and two Adam come and say, no, you don't. Don't I owe you $1,000? Well, Adam said not. Well, who Adam? I'm admitting I owe you the money.
The case is
that's what we're saying. Rav is saying we're interpreting his words. When he says, I never borrowed money from you, what that means is I never borrowed. And if I did borrow, I didn't pay it back. So you're admitting you didn't pay it back. Adam come and say you did pay it back? Well, who cares about Adam?
So the loan is still a loan.
Therefore, you owe the money. You hear
this?
Why
would anybody make that kind of time again? Exactly. I mean, it doesn't make any sense. Why would anybody make a title like that?
Make a half-baked title like that.
Yeah, and they're from jail or an asylum or something.
There's an Asivas HaMishpat here that goes through it. We have time for one more, we should stop here. Alright, we'll stop here, we'll pick up tomorrow by Ahud Amal El Chavre. Alright? Everybody have a very good day.
Yeah, exactly.
The last thing does not make any sense.
Exactly.